Day 7. Number 1. On Monday, the deputy chief general of the Baghdad police was assassinated. He and his son were driving to work when unidentified gunmen ambushed their convoy, killing them both instantly. He is the second senior official killed in Baghdad in a week. 6 days ago, a powerful governor of Baghdad province was gunned down in early morning traffic while leaving his home. No one has stepped forward to claim responsibility for this killing. However, what is certain is that such killings will continue in Iraq. Number 2.
Nations that buy oil from the OPEC are worried that high prices will depress their economy. Their leaders, therefore, put pressure on OPEC to increase supply. Saudi Arabia had been in favor of an immediate increase. Iran, Kuwait, and Nigeria suggested that any increase be delayed until May because of concerns about seasonal uncertainties. Such disagreements within the OPEC organization are only delaying a possible solution to the serious problem of high oil prices.
Number 3. The problems of an aging population will be one of the greatest economic challenges China will face. Chinese elders face a bleak future as their pensions are shrinking while their numbers are growing. Retirees in Beijing get better care in nursing homes, but these state-run institutions are too little and too costly. In the rural areas, the problem is worsening. Younger generation of Chinese in rural areas are leaving their homes in search of jobs in the cities, while older Chinese are left behind to take care of farmland. Dictation for Day 7. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. He and his son were driving to work when unidentified gunmen ambushed their convoy, killing them both instantly.
He and his son were driving to work when unidentified gunmen ambushed their convoy, killing them both instantly.
Number 2. He is the second senior official killed in Baghdad in a week.
He is the second senior official killed in Baghdad in a week.
Number 3. 6 days ago, a powerful governor of Baghdad province was gunned down in early morning traffic while leaving his home.
6 days ago, a powerful governor of Baghdad province was gunned down in early morning traffic while leaving his home.
Number 4. No one has stepped forward to claim responsibility for this killing.
No one has stepped forward to claim responsibility for this killing.
Number 5. Nations that buy oil from the OPEC are worried that high prices will depress their economy.
Nations that buy oil from the OPEC are worried that high prices will depress their economy.
Number 6. Saudi Arabia had been in favor of an immediate increase.
Saudi Arabia had been in favor of an immediate increase.
Number 7. Such disagreements within the OPEC organization are only delaying a possible solution to the serious problem of high oil prices.
Such disagreements within the OPEC organization are only delaying a possible solution to the serious problem of high oil prices.
Number 8. The problems of an aging population will be one of the greatest economic challenges China will face.
The problems of an aging population will be one of the greatest economic challenges China will face.
Number 9. Chinese elders face a bleak future as their pensions are shrinking while their numbers are growing.
Chinese elders face a bleak future as their pensions are shrinking while their numbers are growing.
Number 10. In the rural areas, the problem is worsening.
In the rural areas, the problem is worsening.